Lincoln Thorne is used to big cities. He's lived in Toronto, Montreal, London, Paris, and Berlin. But love has brought him to Prince George, and the eclectic musician thinks smaller might be better.
Well, that's the thing with me is my music is always diverse. You know, what style of music? Yeah, I would say I'm jazzy, but I'm influenced by a lot of things. When you're a musician and you're not getting the funds to hire enough rhythm section, you have to kind of improvise these days. You know, having to now play the keyboards and do some vocals, you know, do some beatbox, kind of mix it up.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, everyone. Hey, it's Rebel Lynx here, aka Lynx or Lincoln, and I'm dropping some sweet jazz and funk and soul. Well, I started, I guess, you know, my dad gave me a sax when I was a teenager, and from there I kind of went on the road and, you know, busking a lot. And I played a lot of places, meet up with one musician, and then I come in, I did Smalls in New York. I was in Smalls a lot and hanging out in the upper in the Harlem. And so I got most of my chops, you know, hanging out in New York. And then I went over, you know, I was in France and I started doing beatbox.
A jiggy jiggy biggy boom pa doom pa day. A biggy biggy jiggy boom pa doom pa day. A jiggy jiggy biggy boom pa doom pa day.
My French was so bad. The best way I was communicating with you guys was with my, you know, with my verbal beats. And I would be able to fit in, plus with the sax and stuff. But they really liked the rawness of the bebop, the vocals. And in London, you know, I got into the acid jazz scene, so a lot of the electronic elements. Then I came out West Coast, you know, when I was back in the days, and hooked up with a partner of mine, you know, at Chipasonic Studios, and that was a popular spot for, you know, Nelly Furtado and Golden Members and Dan Crow and all these, you know, elite musicians that came out of the D.C. area. And we couldn't even get studio time because we were so poor. So they gave us the broom closet. So we recorded our first album in the broom closet. So I was always exploring my horizons. I was never a dull moment in my life. And the funny thing is that when I came out to Vancouver, you know, I lost my kidneys. So that was devastating because, you know, I was a young man at 21, and I was like, what do you mean I lost my kidneys? You know, because I was always an athlete, you know, throughout my year. I was actually training for the Olympics as a decathlete. So I went into the hospital one day for headaches, and they told me I lost my kidneys. I didn't put two and two together, but it was definitely life-altering. And then I, you know, had to go on dialysis. But, you know, I said, life goes on, you know, and the Creator doesn't give you anything you can't handle. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's a blessing in disguise because a lot of great things have happened in my life. Not because of it, but it opened up other avenues, and it showed me that, you know, anything is possible. And I continue to attain those goals as today, you know. We came up here, and now we're in PG. I didn't know where the hell I was coming from, New York. I was working on the new album, and my girl got a promotion up here, so I said, yeah, I got to come and support, man. You know. So I drove up here. I never drove up. Everybody was telling me I'm going to run into a moose or something. And I went up at night because I figured I'd be quiet, but I made it up here, and I'm like, well, hell, what am I supposed to do up here with myself, you know? So I found it was another blessing. So I got to get the practice and not involved in the craziness of the city, because when I was in the city, I was putting on events. Like I said, I had the soul art, but it was a no-brainer for me. I'm not going to sit around and go, woe is me. And my girl's like, you know, you do something. She just recently told me, hey, there's no reggae night here, because, you know, I love my reggae. And I said, well, I guess I have to do reggae night here, and so forth. So, you know, I'm no stranger to, you know, being involved with many things, especially in the arts. And it's always been that way with me, is I, you know, I have to organize it. Community, I'm already going to church here. I never went to church, but I had to go to church because I didn't know where everybody was hanging out. So I go to church. You know, I'm going at the seat of my pants, you know. I've got a nickel to my name, but it's the inspiration, and I think a town like this is kind of a breath of fresh air in a way. And I just hope you can come out and listen to what I got.
That is Lincoln Thorne, a.k.a. Rebel Lynx. You can find him at rebellynx.com. That's R-E-B-E-L-I-N-X.com.